Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show, we've been talking about millennial trends. I love this topic, maybe because I have a lot of friends that are millennials. My right-hand lady, Olivia Barnes, who sits in on the show with me, is a millennial. And today we have Jason Elliott with The Go Generation, a great travel company that's out there planning these trips, not only for millennials, but anyone who wants to go along because he believes in travel. He's just like me. It's like, you got to go.
Got to go.
That's why you put go in the name of your
company.
There
we go.
No pun intended.
Right. There we go. That's really what you want, is that, because that means you're going.
Exactly.
There you go. Now, today we've been talking about these trends, but let's switch over a little bit and talk about quarter miles, because you know we love to look at the states, and we love to talk about travel in the United States, and we like to base it on a little old quarter, something you have in your pocket. Now, you guys probably remember the U.S. Mint came out with all these great quarters, and each state had their own quarter with a cool design on the back that represented something either historical or something that the state is recognized for, or just something that's really cool about the state. And each state had that quarter. So we've been doing the quarter mile series and the fourth quarter of the show.
Yes. In the clutch.
In the clutch. We like to get those quarters in there. And Olivia, what is our state today? So can you fill us in? Who are we
yes.
going to today?
Where are we going? I kind of based the state off of our theme, millennial travel, and it is Pennsylvania. And there are two lists that came out recently, one from Nespic with the 100 best cities in the world for millennials, and Philadelphia in Pennsylvania ranked 68th on that list. Of course, most of the cities on that list were outside of the U.S., but there were a few. There are about six cities in the U.S. in the top 100. And then another real estate website called Trulia said that it's not only an ideal travel destination for millennials, but an ideal place to live. Their results are showing that more millennials are owning homes and making money in Philadelphia than the older generations in Philadelphia.
Wow. That's
so
really interesting.
You know, there's plenty of things to do for millennials in Philadelphia, I imagine.
Well, you know, the cool thing about Philadelphia, too, is it's easily accessible to so
That's
many other
true.
Cities.
Right.
So New York City, New Jersey, I mean, it's really close to a lot of other great destinations. Mm-hmm. So I can see why it would be attractive.
Absolutely. I mean, the last time I was there was my friend and I did our first big girl road trip when we were 20 years old to pick up our friend who goes to school in New York City. So we stayed with her for a week and we spent one day going to Philadelphia and checking out everything there. It was freezing cold, but still lots of fun. Yeah.
So let's talk about then the quarter for Pennsylvania. A little bit of information about that,
yes.
the design.
Right. We're looking at the design that was released in 1999, designed by John Mercanti, and it features the Commonwealth statue, a very famous one, and also the Pennsylvania state outline and a keystone. So the Commonwealth statue is actually a 14-foot statue that was completed in 1905, and it's a female form with her right arm extended out, representing extending kindness.
I like that.
Yes, and her left hand holding a staff and ribbon meant to symbolize justice. And you can see this statue atop the Capitol Dome in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so we have to leave Philadelphia, though, and go over to Harrisburg. Okay, we can
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because I'm still in the Philadelphia mode here.
Right.
It's all for kindness and justice.
That's right. Absolutely. Across the state. I love that.
And you can carry those principles with you as you travel.
There you go.
Absolutely. Outside of Pennsylvania, even.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are some good ones for them to remind us of.
Right. And more about the Keystone. Pennsylvania is nicknamed the Keystone State because it was kind of a middle colony of the original 13. So it signifies Pennsylvania's kind of essentialness to the formation of the United States.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of history there in Philadelphia, as well as Pennsylvania as a whole.
Right. One great time of the year to visit Philadelphia is 4th of July. Mm. It's, you know, great decorations, concerts, constant festivals going on, and of course, all those great monuments to check out, too.
Well, I would think so. I would think definitely the 4th of July would be big there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Well, we're looking at if millennials want to travel to Pennsylvania. And as we talked in our last millennial show about some of the trends and things that millennials look for, and even today we talked about kind of looking for more of an authentic, immersive experience. And you want to make the most of these trips and have a really unique experience that feels like you've visited a city. You haven't just stayed in a resort or an oasis.
Right. You're out.
You know, you went out there and conquered it.
Absolutely.
So one place they might enjoy is the Reading Terminal Market, and it's one of America's oldest and largest public markets in the world. It's 125 years old this year.
Wow.
And you can find, you know, plenty of delicious food. I'm sure Doc Bill, another friend of the show, would love this market. There's plenty of bakeries and cheese merchants and also lots of crafts, so great souvenirs there too. And this market
you can get plants and things there too, so
absolutely.
He would love that as well.
Especially, you know, if you live there, millennials might enjoy that too. And they host a lot of fun events around Chinese New Year, Black History Month. There's great free cooking demonstrations and classes you can take. So there's a lot to do in one place. You can knock out a lot there.
Huh.
Absolutely. Now, have you been to Philadelphia, Jason?
I've been there, but it was just for work, so I feel bad. But all this stuff sounds exciting. Like, in fact, I saw on like Travel Channel or the Food Network last week, they did a special on the Reading Terminal, and all that food looked amazing.
Yeah. I mean, okay, a great reason to check it out, for sure.
For sure.
You could have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there, probably.
All they need is a gym.
Oh, after all the
eating. After all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we're in the Quarter Miles here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Jason Elliott, who's joining us today from the Go Generation travel company, where he helps folks plan great travel, hopefully to Pennsylvania, because that is the Quarter Mile state that Olivia has researched and we're talking about. So Quarter Miles, Pennsylvania.
Right. Another great place in Philadelphia, kind of gives you a glimpse into local culture, is the Philadelphia's Magic Gardens. And it also kind of ties in sustainability as well, kind of repurposing things to create art. And the entire place is a nonprofit organization that showcases folk art. There's plenty of gallery space, and they highlight mostly local artists, but some from around the world as well. And there's a really neat kind of maze with plenty of mosaic artwork from Isaiah Zagar. And it includes kitchen tiles, bike wheels, china plates, glass bottles. When my friend and I went there, there was no one else in the entire maze because it was 20 degrees outside, but it was still really beautiful and really unique.
Was it easy to work your way through it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not really about getting lost, but it's just kind of a unique layout to really take it all in.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Put that on your list.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
This sounds like a really easy place to kind of experience. You could go there for a weekend, or you can kind of do the extended trip, maybe stay a whole week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And really dive deep. This is really interesting stuff.
Yeah, and we're kind of addressing, you know, the local culture, but of course we haven't even tackled, you know, the main museums and monuments to see. So there is plenty for everyone.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you bring up a really good point, because when you go to destinations, a lot of times we think, oh, just stay right in this destination. But Philadelphia is so close to so many other great cities, and then other cities, even in Pennsylvania, that you could even take in maybe two cities on your leisure time when you're there visiting.
That's definitely true.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking for an authentic and historical experience, but you don't quite have time to check out all the different museums and monuments, you might just want to go to Elphris Alley. And it's considered our nation's oldest residential street. A lot of homes date back to 1702 on that street. And 32 of the houses you see there today that are still completely standing, haven't really had much done to them. They were completed between 1728 and 1836. There's a lot of history there. And it was once this, you know, big hub for business people, from butchers and blacksmiths, bakers, and others who kind of made up that community of Philadelphia as it was rising up.
Yes, it was rising up. I would think that would be really interesting, especially for the history buffs. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, bringing the kids into the historical experience when they travel as well. It's a great way to have a little bit of education when you're traveling. And you can also get that multi-generational part in there too. So if the kids are going with, you know, the folks who want to see the historical stuff, and they're kind of rolling their eyes and saying, oh, why do we have to do that? You know, make it educational and something fun where they learn a little bit as well.
Absolutely. And if you go, you know, 4th of July, there's plenty of things to do just walking around. And also during Christmas time, they allow you to walk inside a few of the houses. They decorate them for Christmas time, too.
I can only imagine. Now, I can't believe how fast the show has gone. Jason, you must have, you know, sped us up today with all that great information.
Go Generation.
We're going, and then we're not.
Absolutely. So Jason Elliott has been sitting in with us today, the Go Generation. Give us that website again so we can come and play some trips.
It's the Go Generation. www.thetravelcoach.com.
That is easy enough to remember because I am always ready to go. So thank you guys for listening today. Today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, which is a great place to go. Millennials, baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Z, whomever, you guys can come on down to Sapelo and have a great vacation. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Bye-bye. You guys join us again next time here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. I wish that I could fly into the sky, somewhere high.